Saw a girl in a Christmas jumper on the tube. Just
Christmas jumper?
Yeah, it had reindeer on it. I almost said something. Look here, love.
Hello and welcome to Season 2, Episode 20 of the Tottenham Way Podcast. I'm Tom, I'm your host as usual. Joining us this week is Jim at Stylish Riot. Hello.
Hello, mate.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
It's been a while since you've been on, actually, hasn't it?
I couldn't make last time of Ollie, so he ditched me.
And you've not been on with Dan for like months, I don't think.
No, Dan was definitely here last time.
Really? I thought he was out in when we were in the Champions League and when we were all excited about being in the
Champions
League.
Oh, yeah, no, he was, yeah.
You were otherwise engaged.
Yeah.
Speaking of, Dan Kilpatrick. Hello, mate, you're right.
Hello, mate. Very well, thanks.
Yeah. Good stuff. We'll start with the FA Cup draw, which was last night, which was Monday night. First out the hat. Jim, you were saying just before we started recording, when was the last time that happened?
Never.
Yeah, I don't remember that. Usually we've got to wait until we draw Arsenal away, but bang. Home draw against Wycombe Wanderers. I know nothing about Wycombe Wanderers apart from they were the team that, in the FA Cup, they loaned that player off of... Like they went on to CFAX, didn't they? They advertised on CFAX for a player. Do you remember Essendoh? Scored against Leicester,
it does
scored
a
winner.
It
was like 1999 or something
like
that.
Love CFAX, eh, mate. 301, 302.
30, yeah, yeah.
324 for the tables.
Yeah.
318 for the scores.
Amazing how that sticks in your memory, isn't it, actually? But yeah, they advertised for someone and then he came on against Leicester. They hadn't, like, Laurie Sanchez had never seen him play. And he scored a header. Scored
I was going to say, the only thing I know about him that year or something. Laurie Sanchez used to be their manager.
Yeah, I don't know anything about him.
Owned by the fans.
Is that right?
I think the fans' trust owns the club or owns a majority stake.
Fair play. Yeah, so, and they've got Akin Fenwa up front.
The beast.
Yes, indeed.
It's a big old unit.
He is. That'll be an interesting one. Again, him versus Wimmer is going to leave a dent in the floor, isn't it? So
who eats more burgers?
Big Vin. Vin? Big Wimmer, sorry.
Do you reckon?
Well, we'll get on to Vincent. the tie itself actually falls on the weekend of the 28th of January, which is two weeks' time, I think. We've got Man City... 3 weeks, sorry. We've got the Man City away and Sunderland away games either side of it. So do you think it's going to affect the thinking of Pochettino and how he approaches it, or is it just going to be exactly the same way as he approaches everything other early rounds of the Cups?
I think he'll approach it in the same way he approached Villa. Probably be the same team, more or less. Maybe even weaker.
Or that would make sense.
Wycombe are League Two. Villa are just relegated to the Championship last year.
Yeah.
So it will probably be even weaker.
I think weaker may be a bit of a harsh word, though, when you consider we might use someone like Edwards. Yeah. I think. Walker Peters was on the bench against Villa on Sunday as well, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And considering, we're going to get onto it, but considering how Ben Davis played at left wing back, I think we might see him at some point.
Walker Peters is right back.
He plays both. Windy Coys, of course. Chris Miller said he plays both.
I think he has. Not to say Windy's wrong, but...
Say it.
Windy's talking rubbish. Wow. he has played left back.
Okay. That's not to say
he is.
I've heard that he's equally comfortable. It doesn't matter.
I think he's a right back.
I think he is... I don't know. I don't care. Well, I do care, but it's not...
I don't really care.
Like 2 minutes of pod that we've...
Just a kid, isn't he?
Yeah.
Play where he's told.
Yeah. Well, Parch seems to rate him quite highly, and he's just signed a new deal, or he's signing a new deal at some point as well. So it would be nice to see him get some minutes,
I think,
at some point. Dan, you put a tweet out, I think it was just after the draw yesterday, saying that these easy, or in as many words, these easy home draws are pretty much the only way that we're going to get to a point where Pochettino takes it seriously, which I think you said was the quarterfinals/semifinals. What is your thinking behind that, purely just what we've seen so far from Pochettino in the Cups? I think we seem to talk about it before every Cup game we've ever had.
Yeah, I don't think he is a Cup manager. I think he's a league manager and he wants to win the league. And I think Spurs... As much as supporters want to win the Cup, I do think the only hope is to, assuming Wycombe are easily beaten, to get another couple of decent ties against lower league teams.
Mm.
And then suddenly you find yourself in the quarters or you find yourself in the semis, which is what I meant in the tweet. And then it's like, okay, we're a few games away from doing it, and all, you know, we've got to play Arsenal. And that's when I think he would start to think about not playing Vorm and Vimmer and Carter Vickers.
I think he'll play Vorm all the way to the final.
Do you think? He did that against Sheffield United, but then dropped him for the final, didn't he?
Yeah.
Or is that what you mean?
Yeah, that's
sorry.
What I mean, yeah.
Oh, he dropped him for the final. Yeah. I'm sure he'd play Lloris in the final.
Oh, yeah. Well, he did that last time, didn't
that'd
he?
Be so harsh to do it twice as well to the same
player. But Vorm knows his place.
Yeah, you've got to do it.
Yeah, I suppose. But
knows
then
his role.
I just think if Spurs do get past Wickham and it's like Liverpool away again, what would that be? Fifth round?
Yeah.
I don't think he'd go full strength.
Yeah.
I think it'd have to go. I think it has to be one round further on. I just think that's the way he sees it.
Fifth round, that's going to be around when Europa comes back, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, I think, me personally, I'd rather go all out for the Europa. I'd just love to win a European trophy. Mm. Absolutely love it. And if it's a choice between the two, I'd rather go balls out for Europa than the FA Cup.
Europa's so much harder. Yeah. So Spurs have actually gone back around, because if they'd got through the Champions League, it'd have been last 16. Gen's actually the last 32. You've got so many games.
Yeah, but if you
I don't disagree with you.
But if you look at the teams in the Europa, there's no one there to be scared of.
No,
really.
It's so winnable.
There are some good teams, but
winnable if you want to.
I think it's I mean, Liverpool took it seriously last year and got to the final.
Yeah, that's Chelsea, very true. Very true.
Took it
didn't really take it that seriously and won it.
Mm.
It is, and it's even worse this year. The problem is, I think it will be the same story in the Europa as well. It'll be a case of.
Do you not think he'll go one or the other?
I think in every cup game, for the next few months, definitely he'll play that kind of team that we saw against Villa, and hope that it's good enough to get past whoever Spurs are playing.
Yeah.
Until it gets to the point where you're within touching distance and it's a bit more. That's just the way I see it. But I might be completely wrong.
Mm.
But from a fan's point of view, I find that frustrating.
It is, but Pochettino's whole mantra, and he probably doesn't fully believe this, but he certainly believes it more than fans do, is that it's a squad game and you sign to train and everyone's a part of it. And
yeah, but we also need to win games.
Yeah, he regards these guys as able to do a job against, or should be capable of doing a job against most teams. So he puts them in because he trusts them. And it is frustrating, but I think that's the way it'll go. But we'll wait and see.
Last week, when I asked you about who we expected to see against Villa, we got onto the topic of the squad, and you said that you didn't think this squad was much better than what the squad was last season, like what a second string would be. And I kind of disagreed with you then, and I think seeing how we played on Sunday makes me disagree maybe stronger.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't think Sunday was an advert for the squad at all.
Not necessarily, but
I do. I think Sissoko did himself no harm. Son in the second half did himself no harm. Harry Winks, I thought, was very good throughout. Vimmer didn't look troubled. Carter Vickers looked very assured. You don't know what you're talking about.
all good points.
When you consider the last one, entire team, apart from Toby, was changed from Chelsea. And Dyer. Yes, of course. Sorry.
But it was Villa away. They've got probably one of the worst away records in the whole of the Football League in the last 18 months.
But they're on an upward trajectory.
Fine, but
I know what you mean. I just think that
My point was last week that guys like Chadley and Bentaleb and Mason would have also done fine in that game.
I'm not
saying I don't rate Winks. I think Winks is an upgrade. I think Sissoko is probably an upgrade. Yeah, I think I'm just sort of disproving my own point here. I think I think generally speaking, it is probably, you know, it is probably a bit more competitive, but it's not like it's vastly, you know, the whole rhetoric of, oh, the Spurs have the depth
I think
to do
different.
That isn't true, is it?
It's different. Whereas Chadley isn't an explosive player. Son and Sissoko can be, and have got a bit of a turn of pace, and Son especially can sort of do something out of nothing. Chadley.
Well, they're different types of players.
Well, yeah, that's what, yeah. That was my point.
Yeah,
I think it's also fair. I think we also need to.
What's your point?
That they're different.
I think they're more needed in the squad. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I accept that.
The squad is more rounded now.
Yeah, I think that's my point. I do think it's that. But the players that we have got now may not be. There's just a like for every player in the squad, maybe except for centre back.
And Carroll doesn't even get in match day squads for FA
weekly mention.
Fair point.
Yeah.
But you know, that front line against Villa cost £70 million. Son, Sissoko and Jensen didn't do very much.
Good point.
Sissoko was all right.
Well, let's talk about the game. It wasn't exactly routine, but I suppose you can say it was relatively comfortable at the end. How worried were you when 70 minutes ticked over and we had to bring on Ali? And the whole formation changed, because it's just another game. A replay is a game that we really didn't need, particularly at a time when we haven't got Europa League football to have to worry about as well. Were you worried at all, or did you think, this will happen eventually?
I always thought it would happen eventually. I don't think, apart from one sort of half chance where Toby and Cameron Carter-Vickers both put in decent challenges, there wasn't really much for us to worry about, really.
Not so much us losing the game, more drawing and having to go to a replay. Because I think, as much as Villa didn't trouble us, it didn't look like we really troubled them.
No, but as soon as Ali came on, it was clear that it was a massive gulf in class between him and the Villa players. Mm. And it just changed the game, I thought.
Was he brought on to play up front, or... How did the formation change in your eyes? Because from where I was sitting, it just looked as if we had this interchanging front four that all weren't exactly great.
It tends to when Son goes up front, they all seem to interchange, don't they?
Mm. Dan, how did you see it?
I wasn't worried that Spurs wouldn't score.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's good. Let's move on. We've got West Brom. I'm joking.
I thought Spurs would get there eventually.
Didn't think it would come from Ben Davis though. Is that his first goal for the club?
First goal.
Great. What? 68th game. What a header that is. That is ridiculous.
Yeah. You went really high there.
I did. Yeah. Sorry. I'm not sorry. Don't make any apologies. Got very excited by Ben Davis. Gentle Ben's first goal for the club.
He gets a lot of stick, but I don't mind him. I think he's a solid squad player.
Yeah, I think he's a good solid squad player.
You mugged him off earlier.
When? He can't play left wing back. He can't play left wing back. I can't watch that ever again. I'm not going to the White Hart Lane again and watching Ben Davis play left wing back.
I thought he was all right beforehand.
Yeah, I'll walk out. I'll go. Right. I'll leave. It was
he's
so...
not Danny Rose.
No, he isn't. And I'm not having a go at him for not being Danny Rose. Anything, it's well, there's not a lot we can do with the squad necessarily, but I can't, why didn't we play four at the back? Why did we need to play?
I think three centre backs might be here to stay.
Yeah, but we're talking about Aston Villa at home. I do like it, but
I know, but the more practice the better.
Practice for who?
Everyone.
Toby. The only but well, I don't know. I'm not convinced.
Well, everyone.
I think.
If that's going to be your formation for the rest of the season, then everyone needs to be comfortable with it.
Yeah, I suppose. I'm not convinced Aston Villa at home was necessary to do that. I thought Davis... You say Davis isn't Rose, so why are we asking him to do the exact same job that Rose was doing? He needed someone out and out wide in front of him, which Sissoko and Son weren't doing, knowing that the whip was supposed to come from Trippier and Davis. In my eyes, anyway.
Okay.
No arguments. I win. Right, okay.
I thought he played all right.
He did do all right, but I didn't like it.
Okay.
I can't watch that again. It was so hard to watch.
I just think he's got a lot of detractors, and he's a good squad player. He's come out and did he speak to you? And he said that he's happy to stay and be patient and wait for his chance. Like he could walk into most Premier League teams. Maybe not the top six, but. He'd be a good solid left back for the vast majority of Premier League teams.
Left back, not left wing back. I'm not going to drop it. Sorry.
You're fine.
Dan, did he speak to you directly? What did he say? I suppose as a match winner, we should probably mention.
Yeah, as Jim said, he spoke to a few reporters afterwards. He said he's happy as things are, because it was put to him by Tom Warner actually that, you know, he could be a starter for most other Premier League teams. He just said he he's happy, he feels like he's still learning, he feels like he's still a young player. I think it's all fair enough. He said that he feels he could play as one of the three centre-backs, which is quite interesting, because that's where he plays for Wales.
Yeah, yeah.
And if three centre-backs is here to stay, and you've got Toby and Vertonghen, who are obviously definitely going to be in there, it looks like Dyer, but yeah, there's a case that you might want to put Dyer back in midfield, and then there's a space opens up.
Yeah, I suppose.
That would probably mean moving Toby over to the right, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but he did that.
He has done it.
Yeah, when did he do that? In the league, I think, against Hull.
Yeah,
Dyer was in the middle and yeah. Toby was right and yeah. Vertonghen was left.
I think it's a good option.
It's another option to have, and that's quite Pochettino, isn't it, having players that can play a few different positions.
Yeah, definitely. Who else do you think, Sean? I think, Jim, you mentioned Winks. I thought he was probably our man of the match, actually. Yeah, I thought he was excellent. He was in midfield against Jedinak, who's got more in common with a truck than a man. I thought he really held himself well, and he got stuck in as well, so yeah, he's a proper football man. But
good player. Every time I've seen him, I've been impressed with him. He doesn't look like he's ever going to be bullied, despite sort of his stature.
Mm.
And you can just tell he's got a proper football brain. He always knows what he's going to do with the ball before he's got it.
Mm.
He did a really strong, good interview as well. Did you see his quotes?
The one saying about if he came in acting like an arsehole.
Yeah, yeah. he said loads of good stuff, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, I wasn't there. I saw that, got the quotes. But he seems like he's like quite a switched on, bright guy. And yeah, I agree with Jim. I think every time he plays, he looks like one of the best. He's normally playing in or starting in one of those second teams, and he looks like one of the best players.
But when he came on,
the youngest, I think he was the youngest in that team. Yeah. Apart from Carter Vickers.
Yeah.
He came on at what, 60 odd minutes against Chelsea, and I was thinking, really? Mm. But he was excellent.
He was,
put
yeah.
wrong.
Shows that Pochettino trusts him as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, exactly, to take
off
Dembele.
I think it was the final 20.
Yeah,
yeah, but yeah,
it's long enough for us to get two or three goals.
Us, yeah.
So, yeah, Pochettino definitely trusts him fully.
Sort of taking the mantle.
He's
of,
a new Mason.
Mason, yeah, in that first season, maybe not so much last season, but certainly the first season where he knew that.
Interesting that the Onoma didn't start as well.
Yeah, it came on very late as well. That's why.
And you'd have thought, like at the beginning of the season, if you had to pick one of those two. Maybe before the Australia trip, where Winks was really good, he would have definitely picked Onoma and said, oh yeah, he's going to be the one to make the breakthrough. But
the thing is, Onoma seems to have had quite a few opportunities, but it's just been a bit sort of meh.
Well, he's been stuck on the wing as well quite a lot, which apparently isn't his position. Apparently he's much more of a number 10 or a number 8 even, sort of a centre mid.
To go back to our mate Windy, he won't like me for saying this, but I think Spurs might sell Onoma in the summer.
Yeah, is he one of the players that signed a new deal?
He's certainly signed one in like the last year, hasn't he?
He's about 19 as well, isn't he? So
I don't think he's that good.
I can't say I've seen anything. Yeah,
like I don't think he's bad, but it's Tottenham. Like Spurs are going for the title, aren't they?
Mm.
I think he's maybe a bit concerned with. We're maybe trying to sort of be stylish and be an aesthetically nice player to watch and make a difference. And really, you know, what Winks has done really well is he started with the basics and he's got that grounding straight away, really quickly, almost in the first 45 minutes of West Ham.
Mm.
So he was just passing it around. And now he's starting to sort of build on that already. I don't think Onoma's ever really got that base. He's just come on and done a few sort of a few flashes.
Yeah,
but he's had a lot of sort of 4, 5 to 10 minute cameos, and he's never really done anything in any of them.
Mm.
He's not done anything to say, oh, he's terrible. But he's just not done anything.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like. But again, if
he's not
if
stepped he, up.
But again, have you seen him play centre mid or number 10 yet? It might be a case of against Wickham at home, stick him number 8. You know, stick him centre mid with Dyer or Wanyama. Just see what you can do there. What have you got to lose?
Don't get me wrong. I'm happy for him to be given the chance.
Problem is, lose-lose, isn't it? Then people just say, oh, it was just Wickham away.
I suppose, but then it at least gives him the opportunity to show something. Someone else I thought was good as Carter Vickers, I think we mentioned him already, but he's impressed me nearly every game that he's played so far, and I know that's a very small pool, but earlier on in the season, he was very much fourth choice centre back, wasn't he, behind Vertonghen, Toby, and Dyer when needed. Vimmer's started to come back in the picture, but again, if we've got this three at the back, he's very much in contention. Not sure about his passing, but everything else.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, I'm not sure he's good enough on the ball.
Mm.
As in, I think he's. It's easy to forget how young he is. I think he's 19. I think.
Yeah, I think so. He's another brute, isn't he?
Yeah,
legs are just.
His legs are like tree trunks. His calves are huge.
He's not short, is he?
But he's about six foot, but he's like, he's not tall for a centre back, but he's got a
stocky
leap on him, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He was like jumping over Ogbonlahor.
Yeah.
Like in the first half.
Yeah.
How old does he look, by the way?
What, Ogbonlahor?
I remember when he first came.
How old does he look as well? Yeah. He's putting on some timber.
Yeah. Looks out of place, even in the chat.
He looks like Carter Vickers, but just not toned.
Yeah.
I think Carter, I'd be really surprised if Carter Vickers got any minutes in the league.
Yeah, I think so. Not this year.
Because you've got Dyer and Vimmer ahead of him.
Yeah, having seen him yesterday, having talked to him briefly afterwards as well, I'm actually quite surprised that he was on the bench so much at the beginning of the season.
Really?
Why?
A little bit.
He was, or you were?
I was quite surprised.
Okay.
I just think he's really good. I just don't think he's quite ready to play in the Premier League.
Fair enough. I think he's
really
base,
highly rated, though, in America, isn't he?
Well, he was brought into the under-23s at about 16 or 17, wasn't he? Which is pretty unheard of. I think it was Klinsmann that did it as well, wasn't it?
Klinsmann was all over
Let's talk about Janssen. Big talking point since then. I was listening to Football Weekly on the way in. He has had the most amount of shots out of any Premier League striker without scoring. 33 it is, apart from penalties, of course. He's got three penalties. People are saying that formation was a problem for him on Sunday. I feel as though it couldn't have been a problem if we've played the formation that we changed to every other time that he's played for us, pretty much. So we've gone 4-4-2-3-1, or a very slight variant of, in every game that he's played so far. We've now tried a 3-5-2. I don't think we can blame that formation for his shortcomings. He was terrible, I thought.
I think he looks really, really uptight, doesn't he? He's really anxious. And it shows. And for him to be taken off as being the only striker in the 18 when we need a goal just says everything, really. I don't know if it is Pochettino protecting him or if Pochettino's losing patience with him. It's quite difficult to watch. And I was very much against the comparisons to a departed Spanish friend.
Mm.
But the body language is very similar in that they both just look shot in front of goal.
Mm. I think when he was starting a lot of games, because Kane was out, so I think it was like West Brom, I think it was after that game that you said, Dan, that he was shirking the responsibility of getting in front of goal, because the easiest thing in football is to work hard. So, and if you look like you're doing that, people will tend to sort of forgive you a lot. And that's what people said about Soldado. I wasn't 100% sold on that, but it's the same as happening for Janssen. He's sort of running channels and he's like trying to muscle out opposition players. And it's almost as if even if you do win the ball back, there's no one saying, oh, you should be scoring from there, because if you're nowhere near the goal, the responsibility is taken off of you. This was Aston Villa at home. And he wasn't anywhere near scoring, was he?
Yeah, I don't think the formation's an excuse, but there's something to say about the fact that Villa were really, really deep, and probably the player Spurs needed most was Eriksen, who wasn't in the squad, because Sissoko and Son, they're good at kind of running, getting in behind and using pace and running at people. So it was a bit difficult for those. I mean, look at Liverpool at Plymouth when they just, or at home to Plymouth, weren't they? When Plymouth just sat so deep, like practically on their 18-yard line, it is quite hard to score in that situation. So I think there's something quite small to be said for that. But
well, let me say as well then that Davis's goal and Son's goal, both goals that we scored.
Yeah, don't worry, I'm about to lay into him.
Oh, well, sorry, I was just going to say that those two positions that we scored from are where you expect your centre-forward to be. And if he'd have stayed on the pitch for both of them, I have no real faith that he would have been there. And even if he was, I've got no real faith that he would have stuck it in the back of the net. And I think that this worry that we had about having a replay may have even that may have even forced Poch's hand in the end to think, you know what, I can't carry on with this guy that's not going to score us a goal. We either lose this or we win it. We're not drawing this game. And at the moment, Janssen is a bit of a drawer, isn't he?
I mean, for Poch, I think it was just a question of, do I bring him off because it will damage him even further? I feel like he'd have been slightly better off for 90 minutes without doing anything. But I think Pochettino, he just got to the point where he was like, right, we need to win this now. Mm. I need to get him out of there. And I don't think that would have done him any favours, but it was for the good of the team. Yeah, I almost, even with Soldado, I think I always felt like, oh, you know, he's just a bit unlucky, or, you know, his confidence is obviously really low. It's not quite going for him. He was getting in positions, wasn't he? He was just missing a lot, like some horrendous misses. Janssen doesn't look anywhere near scoring. Like, he's not even in the area most of the time. Like, and if he had one redeeming feature early in the season when he was deputising for Kane, it was that he was moving the ball really quickly. It was coming into his feet and he was playing a quick pass to someone. He was taking a touch.
He looked decent. Mm.
He looked all right. He looked like he could hold the ball up and he looked like he could link the play against Villa. And it's probably a confidence thing, but he just looked so slow. And everything he did, it was like...
Everything just came off.
His touch wasn't there. He just wanted one touch too many, and they got men around him. He was always facing away from the goal. And
it was a bit harsh how everyone cheered when his number went up there.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I felt like this was the first
time. Could have been worse, though. It could have been booed.
Yeah, I think that it was... We could get away with saying that was for Ali.
Yeah.
For Ali coming on. Because Ali's song was sung about 5 minutes before he came on. Mm. I do agree with you, though. I do think it was... Equal
it was
part,
it was
Ali
it was almost
on.
As bad as when we started cheering when Gomez caught a ball.
Oh, good days. Yeah, great days. Well, I think this was the first time that White Hart Lane turned on Janssen a bit. It wasn't nasty, but there
nothing
was
vicious.
No, nothing vicious.
Just audible groans.
There was people were like,
they lamellaed him.
What is this? Like, what exactly are we seeing here? Like,
we haven't signed a good striker since Berbatov?
I think Berbatov's
unless you count re-signing Keane and Defoe.
Crouchy
was all right, but
I think Berbatov probably takes it.
Berbatov.
The trouble is, you there's Wickham's coming up. He's got to play that.
Yeah,
he surely will play that, and if he doesn't score in that, then you're like, when's he going to play?
Yeah, it'll be nearly, fifth round. It'll be February.
Fifth round will be harder.
Yeah,
and Son is second striker now, isn't he? And Ali's like, yeah. I mean, if there'd been a slightly different combination of players on the field, so Son hadn't been on, he'd been injured or whatever, Poch would probably have just stuck Ali as number nine instead of Janssen.
Yeah,
I feel like he's
probably better.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he definitely is better. I feel like he's more of a number nine.
Yeah, I agree.
At the moment, so
the headers against Chelsea, you can't see Janssen doing that at the moment, can you?
No, not even defensively.
He seems like a nice bloke.
Apparently, he's really. Apparently, he's the nicest bloke at Tottenham.
Janssen.
He's only had one full season in the top flight, and that was in Holland, which is notoriously bad.
But he does it. I was just about to say, he does it for Holland. He's got a few crackers. Yeah. And look, and he's like they, when he signed for Spurs, they were, round about that time, they were regarding him as their best player, the best player in their squad.
And I mean, but then, you know, again, he's 22, new league, he knows he's second choice, and considering all of those three things, £18 million is quite a lot of money. There are mitigating circumstances about him. I've dug him out for the last 10 minutes, but there are mitigating circumstances.
I just want him to do well.
Yeah, I've not got anything against him. I've just, at the moment, I've not really got much for him.
He looks like he needs a good pre-season. He looks like he could do with being a bit leaner.
He does look like he needs to lose half a stone.
He's not fat by any means, but he looks like he's bulkier than he needs to be.
Doesn't look like he can press as well, which is, if you're a striker in a Pochettino team, you've got to lead the press.
Yeah.
And he doesn't look capable of that either, so it's a bit of a mystery at the moment. But I don't know. Shall we move on? Let's move on to more pressing matters like West Brom. Oh, yeah, your face is right to crinkle, Dan. But we are the early kickoff, 12:30 on Saturday. Just, I don't know though. This is a real.
I hate early kickoffs.
I do as well, but this is a real chance for us to kind of exert some pressure. Maybe the first chance that we've had since being in the title race, and that includes last season as well, because we were always playing after. So this is the first chance we've got to put some pressure on the teams above us.
You know what that means.
We know what that means, and it's West Brom, so we know what that means as well. So, yeah, let's move on. No, it is the bogey team, but it is a really good chance for us. And we're six wins on the bounce now with the FA Cup. We know what the stats are like. We know what the Pulis stats are. We did them last time. We haven't beaten West Brom in... Or we've got something like three wins in the last 12 or 13 games. What do we think? Is it a psychological test? I think I asked that question last week, but we can go in a little bit more depth, Dan.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it
is. A significant one?
I think it is because the last standout result before Chelsea was City. And admittedly, there was an international break in between, but then there's been a FA Cup break in between Chelsea and West Brom. And the first team we played after City was West Brom, and it was... I think a lot of things happened in that international break. A few players got injured, and obviously the players aren't around to train, etc., etc. So it's slightly different, but still, Spurs had a big opportunity in that game at the Hawthorns to really build on the Chelsea result, but build on the City result, sorry, and continue the momentum, as it were. And admittedly, Foster, you always correct me on this.
Foster.
Yeah.
Ben Foster.
Ben Foster had a blinder.
Yeah, he did, didn't he? Yeah.
And Spurs missed a lot of chances.
Of course he did.
Yeah, of course he did.
But it was a really disappointing result, considering a disappointing result at the Hawthorns. It wasn't necessarily a disappointing result at the Hawthorns, sorry, but considering the game before, it was. And I think it's just sort of the same situation now. Spurs have got this standout result against Chelsea, and they need to keep it going.
I'm going to disagree on one point there, in that the difference between this time and last time, in that after we've had a standout result, I agree, but I think after nearly every game around about that City game, which was probably about 8 or 9 games into the season, we were saying we don't seem to be at full throttle yet, and we don't seem to be prolific. And against West Brom, we really weren't. As like you say, Ben Foster had a bit of a blinder, but I think Ali went through on goal maybe twice. Foster made a save right at the end. Eriksen wasn't quite happening at the time. We're a different animal now, and it feels like maybe West Brom are very much the same animal whatever time of year you meet them. I know they've been on decent form.
And they killed Toby as well.
Well, we kind of killed Toby. Jan killed Toby, didn't he? But do you see what I mean? We've scored... I haven't done numbers, but like...
Yeah, I wish we'd...
Goals. Lots of goals. We were 6 on the bounce and we...
Yeah, I wish we had this game last week instead of the Villa game. Just because it breaks up the momentum a bit.
Mm.
I mean, it's probably going to be 1-1, isn't it? Of course it is.
Are you convinced, as convinced as everyone else, that it's going to be 1-1? Because I'm not. I'm weirdly confident, which probably means we're going to lose.
My head says we're going to win, but everything I know about Tottenham says it's going to be a draw.
Dan?
I actually think we'll do it.
Yeah, I think we're going to do them.
But we've said this before, but the way we're playing at the moment, particularly kind of Walker, Rose, Eriksen and Ali, just surely Spurs will have too much for them.
We're being quite derisory towards West Brom because they are boring and pointless. But Pulis is an incredible manager.
Yeah, he's unfortunately, brilliant. as outside the top six. Yeah. Well, they're currently eighth, and they've scored. They've conceded the least amount of goals outside of the top six. And I think they've only conceded one more than Liverpool and maybe Man City. So they're doing all right. They don't score a lot of goals. Matt Phillips is really on form. They lost to Derby at the weekend in the FA Cup, but Phillips did score. Rondon looks a player, and I'm interested in Rondon.
Did AVB try and sign Rondon for us?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure we were linked with him at one point.
AVB would have been really young, wouldn't he, Rondon, at the time? I don't know how old he is.
No.
No? Is he? Would you be interested in Rondon? I've put it at the end of the running order, but I'd like to ask.
No.
No? I think he's finding.
He's a handful, but
would probably cost us about $25 million.
No more so than Janssen is.
I'm going to disagree there. I think he'd be a lot more useful. But then I'm behind Defoe coming back a little bit.
So. What?
Well, kind of. Coming around to the idea.
What?
Who would you rather have on the pitch at one or against West Brom? I asked Dan this last week. Who would you rather have on the pitch or on the bench at one all? So you've got Kane on, you've got Ali on, you've got Eriksen on, and you need a substitute to come on, let's get a goal, let's win this game. Do you bring on Vincent Janssen?
I'd bring on Heung-Min Son.
Yeah, but Dan said this last week. I disagree.
Dan's correct.
No, I'm not having that. Defoe would score. I don't necessarily like Defoe. I just still think that he would be more useful than Janssen would be at the moment anyway. Anyway, sorry. Would you stick with 3-4-3? Would you stick with the wing-backs against West Brom?
I think they're going to be very deep, so I don't know how effective wing-backs would be. I'd probably go back to 4-2-3-1 and only play one of Wanyama and Dier.
I think we play with wing-backs, even in four at the back, really, depending on how deep the other team is. But
yeah, but I don't think we need three centre-backs on the pitch.
I'll go with wing-backs, I think. And three
what, 3-4-3? Three, three, three?
Yeah, I think so.
Why?
I think the way Spurs have come undone against West Brom, certainly in the draw at home last season, the draw,
yeah,
what is sort of playing into the hands a little bit and maybe getting frustrated and going long. That's definitely what happened last year in the second half when we couldn't crack it. And with three centre-backs, it just encourages playing short a bit more. You've got more men back there. They've got space and time on the ball to sort of play a short pass, and they can stick to that. And also you don't, they'll have one up front. Really, Rose and Walker can just play really high up the pitch. You shouldn't need four defenders, as it were.
Yeah,
those three should be able to do a job and sort of give a platform to the rest of the team. So I think it might be here to stay. I think it works so well against Chelsea. Why not stick with it?
And we have got the option to shake it up if we need to, don't we?
Yeah, so. Exactly. And as I think you just pointed out, when you've got Dier in there who can sort of step up, and Vertonghen's loving it as well.
He's
bringing out the best in everyone,
yeah.
Which is what in most people, certainly in Ali, who doesn't have to do much defending as well. I think it works for us, and I think I'd like to see Spurs stick with it.
Fair enough. Jim, you said you've got some Pulis facts. Before before recording, do you want to crack these out? Because I'm really excited about these.
Tony Pulis is the only Welshman ever to win the Premier League's Manager of the Year award.
Is that right? Manager of the Year.
Yeah.
Okay, I can sort of understand that. There's only been Hughes,
Coleman.
Toshack.
Well, exactly.
Yeah,
I think that's fair. Yeah, go on.
He's never been relegated.
Yeah.
At the age of 52, whilst managing Stoke, he climbed Mount Kilimanjaro with Nick Hancock from.
That is the most random fact.
What's that
program?
They think it's all over. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh yeah,
that is.
Didn't know that.
Random Pulis.
It's impressive. I quite like Pulis.
I don't mind him.
I've got a grudge and respect for the football side of it.
I wish I was there when he headbutted James Beattie naked.
Yeah, I've heard about. Yeah, that's just one of those Premier League legends.
He just
though,
looks double hard as well, doesn't he?
What, Pulis?
Yeah,
he does look like a bit of a nut.
Likes money, like Redknapp.
Allegedly. He's in a bit funny.
Well, actually, it's not allegedly because he got it was dealt with at court, wasn't it?
Yes.
Because he asked for like a loyalty payment or a bonus to be paid 2 weeks early. Got paid it and then resigned.
And good isn't skills. It a case of so he was ordered to pay this money back?
Yeah.
And he was on the brink at West Brom. He was very pissed off with the transfer policy. Chairman wasn't exactly delighted with him
Palace,
at the time. No, at West Brom.
Oh, right.
Because at the time, the court case was, I think, at the beginning of this year, of this season.
Yeah.
And he was ordered to pay it back. And suddenly, he was very happy at West Brom and their results started picking up because they were in trouble earlier on in the season. And their results started picking up and now they're eighth. So as soon as he needed that steady income, he really pulled it out of the bag. And I've got a weird grudge and respect for that as well, almost. Like, he can just turn it on when he wants.
He pulls off a baseball cap as well, doesn't he?
Yeah, he pulls off the club shop very well. I'm going to push you for a prediction because why not? We haven't done that in a while, have we? Go on, Dan. You thought we was going to win.
Yeah. 2-0. Ali scoring.
I'm going to go really tight 1-0. Horrible. It's going to look like 1-0 all the way up until the final whistle, but we'll pull through 1-0.
3-1 Janssen to score.
Good stuff. So get your bets on. Wow, hold on. Yeah,
he won't even be on the bench.
Janssen to score. do you not think he'll even be on the bench?
He wasn't against Chelsea.
That's a good point.
And he hasn't been over Christmas. I think he wasn't.
I mean, he might. Yeah, he should be really.
Janssen to score if he's in the squad.
Okay, nice caveat.
Yeah, well played. All right, let's move on. We'll do some listener questions. Marcus Wilson at @Marcus_mate. Are players extending their contract to play for Spurs or Pochettino? Good question. What do you think is more important to the players?
That's a really good question.
Yeah, I don't know the answer.
I'll ask a different question as well. Do you think they're signing because they know that Pochettino is a project manager and might be around for a while? Or are they signing because it's very much here and now, things are good now?
I think it's more the here and now, isn't it? I don't know how long Pochettino will stay. I hope it's a long time. I am concerned that people seem to be taking notice now. Mm. He was linked with Barcelona the other day, although he came out with a brilliant quote. Something.
I was born with a bull under my arm. Is that something like that?
Yeah.
It's an Espanol reference. I don't quite get it. Do you understand it?
Yeah, you're Spanish.
You're a bit. Yeah.
Joining.
I think the
symbol of their club badge is a bull, isn't it?
Maybe. It's a really boring badge. Yeah, you do that.
And
I do agree. Yeah, there's a worry.
There's been loads and loads of talk, and the pundits seem to love linking him with the Man United job when Jose goes.
Simeone is leaving Atletico.
No, it's not. It's just it's the most boring badge ever. Yeah, it's just blue and white stripes.
Okay.
Brilliant. It must be something. Yeah, it must just be, you know, like.
Just be Poch talking bollocks.
Bullocks.
Nice. Well played.
That's a good question. I mean, what have we got? We've got the stadium coming. We've got the best training ground in the country.
A proven youth.
It's got to be a bit of both, really.
If you type in Espanol bull, just get a load of people bullfighting.
That's a shame. Yeah. Which we do not endorse on the Tottenham way.
No. I think it's Poch, actually. I think if we were to take off our fan caps and think about it,
yeah,
you know, players don't think about the clubs.
No one cares about the club, do they?
Players don't think about clubs in the same way. I don't think.
Only in exceptional circumstances. Yeah,
I think Kane does.
Yeah.
Ryan Mason did.
Yeah, but, you know, the majority of them, it's about being in a city you like, playing for a manager you like, being in an environment you like. And obviously the Spurs is doing really well in lots of those areas. The training ground and the stadium and the whole atmosphere at the club is significant. But I think Pochettino is the biggest reason that they're all agreeing contracts. And they can feel that he's onto something, and they're onto something. So, yeah, I think it's Poch rather than Spurs.
Leads on to the next question quite nicely. So these are a little bit negative. I tweeted out the Tottenham Way account asking for questions, and there was quite a lot of weirdly negative questions. A lot of people about, like, how much do you think it would take for XYZ to leave? You're like, all right, mate, we've just come through in the cup. We're six on the bounce, mate. Come on.
We're going to win the league.
Exactly, Jim. Declan McGlynn. At Holmes Price, how long have we got without a trophy before potential, in inverted commas, is no longer enough and our top players start looking elsewhere? He made reference to some Eric Dier quotes.
Yeah.
What exactly did Dier say?
He said football's about trophies, and if we don't win a trophy with the current squad, we will look back in a few years and regret it.
Which is, I think,
a really good point, because I think it's how most people feel about Redknapp's team, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's reasonable.
You sort of look back and you think, oh...
That team should have won something.
Yeah, you think with hindsight, oh, Bale and Modric on the same team. You know,
I'll never forgive that cup semi-final against Portsmouth.
Yeah. Van der Vaart, so, you know, all those top players. Top players.
Terrific.
Yeah, I think we would feel the same way and they would feel the same way about this team. If it breaks up and in
this team,
5 years' time you're looking back, and
I think man for man we're a better football team now, and I'd feel more gutted, which is why it's maybe a bit more frustrating that we do treat the cups as we do, and the league is so competitive. I know Leicester won it last year, but the league is so competitive and so hard to win, and fair fucks to Poch for going out and trying to win it. Like, brilliant. That's exactly what we should be wanting. But it does feel like there are gettable trophies that we.
Yeah,
are
that's
just...
that's why I really want us to go balls out for the Europa. Yeah. If you offer me the FA Cup now, I'd snap your hand off. But I'd love to win that Europa League.
And Dyer saying something like this suggests that all the players feel exactly the same way as well. They want to win something.
I mean, it just goes back. The Champions League was just baffling this year. Mm. Really, really confusing.
Mm. Which is why we're probably not going to go all out for the Europa League.
I'm
afraid to say. Actually, again, it leads on to the very next question. Spurs Daily at Spurs_Daily. Just a bit of a fun one to finish on. Who from our Champions League quarterfinal side would start for Spurs today?
Start.
And I've taken the liberty of getting the team. Gomez?
No.
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 Should we save you the trouble?
It's going to be two, isn't it? Yeah. Modric and Bale.
Yeah.
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 Yeah,
I mean, I love Rafa.
Wasn't that a great question?
No, not
Tim Wright-off.
Not Tim Wright-off.
I think the borderline
one. I came out wrong. Everyone's going to agree on that, though, aren't they?
Van der Vaart?
He is a wonderful player.
Actually, you know what? That's a fair point.
Yeah. What a great question.
Yeah, yeah, cracking question.
Van der Vaart is a wonderful player and one of my favourite Spurs players, but in this team he wouldn't start.
I agree.
I don't know about that.
Really? Even with his 65 minutes, by the end of his career, he must have. Well, by the end of his Spurs career, he must have fought a game of football.
If you've got a player, yeah, I don't know.
Bale, yes.
I mean, when I was doing a piece on Ali last week, the only midfielder, and I say that in kind of inverted commas, to score 50 goals quicker than him in the Premier League. Well, the only midfielders were Letizia and Van der Vaart. And Van der Vaart's top.
Yeah.
He smashed it.
Yeah.
He scored like...
He was the only one who scored our league goals for that.
Yeah, like, you put...
And they're all beautiful.
If you put him in that three behind Kane, he'd get you a goal every game.
Yeah,
other game, at least.
Oh, yeah.
He'd get like... 19 for the season, I reckon. It'll be hard to drop him, but then the thing is, and I said this last week, I think,
Do you know what?
Oh, him and Kane against
Sandro
Arsenal.
would be close.
Fully fit Sandro would be close.
Yeah. He could play in the team. I'm not saying he's going to start ahead of Wanyama and Dyer, but it would be very, very close.
Yeah. Our back line in Madrid, by the way, was Benoit Assou-Ekotto, Michael Dawson.
Benoit Assou-Ekotto could play left wing back.
He probably could.
When he went for the 2 years that he cared about football, he probably could have in this team. Galas and Chorluka against Real Madrid. Yeah, Gomez behind.
And
them as well.
Lennon cried off sick, didn't he?
He did. And do you know who played right wing that game?
Yeah, I do.
Who was it?
Jermaine Genus.
I think he would work in the Pochettino squad as well. Wouldn't start him, but I think he'd be the sort of player that Pochettino would like. Mm. Mourinho loved Genus.
Ages ago...
this has been a better question than we thought.
Yeah, certainly.
I think it was Charlie Parrish, maybe on the Fighting Cock, called Dele Alli a supercharged Jermaine Genus. Which I thought was it's still sort of good.
Yeah, it's nice.
Like, Jermaine Genus is the kind of player that if Poch had got hold of him aged like 22...
Yeah.
Could have been awesome.
Yeah, I do agree. I think Genus was a good player. I feel a
underrated.
Bit, yeah, definitely. Tactically, really good, really fit player. Very rare. Like, got it on for the big games. It was just that when you put him in against Blackburn or something, he was just so anonymous. Very frustrating. And then he was another one of those that kind of suffered from formations changing and stuff. That was the final question, but I have added something to the running order because there's a rumour that's gone around. Well, it was last night, and everyone's just disparaging it. But I think it'd be worth talking about.
It was in the Sun today, wasn't it?
The Sun today, yeah. But it was some. I think Daily Hotspur, or Hotspur Daily rather, tweeted it out last night. Rosen Walker, Man United, £60 million for the pair of them. Obviously bollocks, but might as well talk about it for a little bit. I mean, that's for one of them.
Yeah,
and you don't get to choose which one. We'll just send you Carl Walker Peters and hope that you don't notice. He can play both.
Hey, good callback.
Cracking callback.
Absolute nonsense. £60 million. What would you? we don't want to sell them, but what would be your price for the pair?
No, that'd be 45 million each, I think, at least.
You're not taking yourself to 100 million.
Nah.
You can't quite bring yourself. Really?
They're not worth...
Well, I think so.
They're 26.
Yeah. They've still got another 5 years if they...
And they're really important. I just don't think we'll sell them. They both got, what, five years?
This is all hypothetical.
I think 100 mil at least.
At least. For two players that know what they're doing.
Two players that would transform United and City.
Yeah.
Transform them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make them better.
Yes.
Great. So,
English, mid-20s, the best full-back.
Liverpool have got James Milner at left-back at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, which Philippe Clerc says is the best left-back in the league and sticks by, which is very odd.
There's a weird sort of school of people that refuse to accept that Danny Rose is God, and it's quite weird.
but there's slightly different school of people to the Kane people. The Kane people are staunch, but they know deep down. But people genuinely think that Danny Rose is just a
jobber. It's weird how people don't rate Harry Kane, isn't it?
Well, they can do what they want as long as it's really weird. Teams. Danny Rose has been excellent Danny Rose has been longer than Kane.
The best thing about Danny Rose is that everyone hates him.
Yeah,
and he seems to thrive on that.
United hate him. Well, after Stoke hate him. Stoke hate him. Newcastle hate him because of the Sunderland stuff. I think he's quite. And Man City hate him.
Chelsea hate him.
Chelsea hate him. Man City hate him after last season. What did he do? Did he dribbled it? About 10 yards away when it, and he won the penalty when he put the ball in and. Whoever it was handballed it. So Man City hate him. Arsenal aren't going to love him because he's Tottenham and he scored the worldie against them. He's starting to build a lovely photo album of bile. But Kyle Walker's like the opposite on the other side. I feel like we've got this like good and evil on both sides. Do you know what I mean? Kyle Walker's just like this lovely dopey guy that... Yeah, but he is. He's so inoffensive, isn't he? He does nothing... Doesn't ever do anything that's controversial or like, you know.
I don't know. Against Chelsea last year, he kicks the chap on the floor, didn't he?
He should have been sent off. No, he did it on purpose.
That was one of the first incidents, wasn't it?
He started.
He dragged his foot across like onto
someone's
his
face.
I don't think it was anywhere near as bad.
I know you've already talked about this, but I just wanted it reminded me that. I really hate Cesar Azpilicueta.
Really?
Yeah, he was an awful, awful scumbag at the Lane a few weeks ago.
Was he? What did he do?
Just a dirty, dirty, cynical player.
There's another one that seems like a bit inoffensive.
Yeah, really. I always thought that, but now I hate him.
All right.
Hope he breaks his legs.
Okay.
Let's end on that.
End on a high. All right, cheers, guys. Jim, nice to see you, mate.
Cheers, mate.
Hopefully we will get you on with Ollie soon as well, because it's been bloody ages. Did you say it's all right?
Nah, I miss you, Ollie.
Yeah, we all miss Ollie. We miss his dog.
The wolf.
Tones. Yeah.
He's very hairy.
Yeah, he is. As that horrible vine before Christmas.
What was all that about?
I don't know, but I've seen
it. You need to clean that dishcloth as well.
Yeah, I'm disgusting. anyway, Dan, nice to see you, mate.
And you, mate.
We've got West Brom next week, and so we'll do a review of that and a Man City preview. So hopefully that'll be a little bit more exciting than what we've had to deal with this week. I was saying before, Wickham, Aston Villa and West Brom is not the most exciting of podcasts.
But
we did it, guys. We've absolutely smashed it. Thank you very much for listening to us, and we'll see you next week. Bye.